listening to the Save the Marriage podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Every week, I talk with people over and over about their efforts to save their marriage. As you can imagine, I get lots of phone calls. I get lots of emails. In fact, so many that I can't always keep track of them. But I do my best because I want to make sure that people are moving forward with their plan. Some people ask, why are you so committed to that? Well, it's because I've seen the power of the healing that can happen in a marriage. And I've noticed over the years that the foundations of happy kids and happy families and happy society is a happy marriage. I happen to know that many times people kind of pose it as either having a bad marriage or getting out of the marriage. And I always believe in a third option. In fact, one of my core beliefs is that in any conflict, there is that third option. We just get stuck in the either or. So every week, I'm helping people figure out how to move forward with their plan. Just a few days ago, I had a conversation with a person who told me about how much this person wanted to save her marriage. She was desperate to figure out how to unlock everything that was wrong and how to go back and fix all of the problems. And so I asked her, "What are you doing?" And what she told me was something I've heard over and over. "I'm completely stalled out. I don't know how to move forward. I can't find any traction. No matter what I do, I can't seem to move forward. And so right now, I'm just completely stalled out." And so I said, "Well, tell me about your plan." And she said, "Well, I'm kind of stalled out on my plan." I said, "Well, tell me about how you're working on yourself. Tell me about those pieces." And she said, "Well, I'm kind of stalled out on that too." And I said, well, tell me how you're working on that connection with your spouse." And she said, "Well, I'm kind of stalled out on that too." And I realized that she was completely 100% stalled out. So today, I want to talk with you about some reasons why you and why your plan might be stalled out. Now, let me be very clear. This is not an exhaustive list, but I want to give you 5 reasons that are entirely under your control. These are reasons that you can change, reasons that you can modify so that you can get unstalled. How do you move forward? Well, you decide you're going to, but first you need to be able to identify where you're stuck. So before I get to the reasons that you might be stalled, that you can control, I want to talk about one over which you don't have control. And that one that you don't have control is your spouse's resistance. Remember that there are certain things you can't control, and one is whether your spouse resists your efforts. So I had a conversation the other day with another person, and I only corrected one piece of her whole statement. She said to me, "My spouse is resisting everything I do. I can't make any movement." And I asked her to add only one word to the end of that, and that was "yet." She was not able to get movement yet. She was not able to get her spouse to be involved yet. And this is the part where you don't have any control, is how your spouse responds. So you have to take back control where you do have some potentials, some places of movement, some leverage points. So let's go through the list of the 5 reasons that I think people are often stalled, and these are no different importance. I just want to name them as these 5. The first one is they have no plan. There's no plan in place. Here's the problem. Whenever you want to change something, you have to know the steps involved to do it. That's true in anything across the board that you're trying to change in your life. If you decided that you wanted to get into shape, you ought to create a plan to get into shape. Now, some people just kind of go by the seat of their pants, or they're off the cuff. And so they might go to the gym, and the first machine that gets their attention, they do that machine. And they kind of do willy-nilly plans. It's kind of a default plan. So they go in and say, "You know, I kind of feel like doing that elliptical machine, so I'll go do that." And then maybe they say, "Well, you know, I kind of feel like lifting a few weights, so I'll go do that." And in the end, they realize that they haven't really changed their shape very much. They haven't gotten into shape. They haven't changed their body's composition. because there's no real plan on how to do it. Or maybe you've decided that you need to eat more healthily. And without a plan, that's not going to happen. We tend to bring the same things into our house unless we have a plan. You know, the first rule of a plan to eat better is to get rid of all the stuff in your house that is bad for you. And the reason is because we always go that default. But the second is to know how to go shopping for the right things, how to bring the good things into your house. That's the plan. Or maybe you've been involved in school. When I first got to college, I remember they handed me my book, my handbook. And in that, it was a contract between me and the university of the courses I needed to take and pass in order to get my degree. They might change it while I'm there, but my original one that I walked in with was the one that made it. And so it stayed on my desk my entire 4 years of my college career because I was following it to the letter. I had a plan in place. Yes, I had some pieces that I could juggle around. They gave me some electives, so I had some choices in the matter. But overall, I was following a plan in order to get from freshman year to senior and graduated. That's been true every program I've been in of education. There's a plan. There's a way of moving through it. So we need a plan. Somehow, somewhere along the way, when it comes down to saving a relationship, sometimes people think that that doesn't apply here. It absolutely applies here. You have to have a plan. And let me just be clear that when I'm saying a plan, I'm not suggesting you just think about it, you know, that you have some thoughts about how you'll move in that direction, but that you have it written down. That's one of the things I provide in my coaching is a fill-in-the-blank plan to save your marriage because you have to have it written down. Now, you don't have to be a part of my coaching program to do that. You can sit down and do it yourself, but you want to make sure that you understand how important it is to have the plan. The first place I see people stalled out is they do not actually have a full plan. Okay, so the second reason people get stalled out is because they have a lack of purpose. Now, first, don't hear me say that the purpose of saving your marriage isn't enough. The problem is the reasons why you want to save your marriage. Lots of people in a marriage crisis want to save their marriage. In fact, I would suggest that most people at some point want to save their marriage, even if at some point they decide not to. So how does that matter? Well, your spouse maybe at one point says, you know, I tried to save our marriage. Now, first, I would also argue that if somebody is trying to save their marriage and their spouse doesn't know it, they're probably not really doing much. But let's step back and say that your spouse and you at some point have wanted to save your marriage. Well, what carries the day? Not just wanting to save your marriage, but having a purpose for saving your marriage. This is why I ask people to write down their reasons why they want to save their marriage. All of the reasons. So I can challenge you to do that. You can also find more training in the show notes where I suggest how you do that in another podcast. But to write down your reasons why and then make sure that you get rid of the ones that are the fear-based. It's not that they disappear. It's just that they're not going to motivate you. You want some deep, purposeful reasons why you're trying to save your marriage. I notice when people have stalled out that often it's because they've lost some reason. They can't figure out their reason for doing this, and so they don't take much action. When we have a purpose, we push forward. That's a part of any place in life. When you have your true purpose, you move forward towards that purpose. When you don't have a purpose, you get stalled out. So the second reason that I notice that people often get stalled out is because they haven't nailed down their purpose. There's a lack of clear purpose that draws them forward. Okay, so the third reason that people get stalled out is because they have a vague approach. They have some idea. You know, sometimes people will buy my system and kind of read through the first few pages and maybe do a little bit, and they have a vague sense of what I'm saying, and they jump into the process. A vague sense is fairly dangerous. You know, the last thing you want to have happen if you go in to see your doctor is you say, hey, do you think you can treat this? And they say, you know, I think I pretty kind of have a vague idea of what we need to do. That's not what you want to hear. You know, imagine you're lying there on the operating table right before they put you to sleep, and the doctor says, yeah, I vaguely know where your appendix is. I think we can get here. You want precision. That precision is important in almost all areas of our lives, but it's particularly important doing something of importance and value. You can have a vague idea of lots of things. You know, a vague idea of the plot of a TV show is fine. You can have a vague idea of what a novel's about and even talk about it. But when it comes down to something important, you want to have a precise view. And so what I've noticed is that when people get a vague approach, they think they have it until they start trying to apply it. Think back in your life and ask yourself if that's ever happened, that you had a vague idea of how to do something, but then when it came down to execution, you were in trouble. I can think of a lot of times when I've been doing a project around the house, and you know, I kind of have a vague idea of how it should go, and then I start the process and realize that I have no idea about the particulars of how I should repair something or replace something or remodel something. And suddenly, I realized that the vague idea didn't serve me very well. In fact, vague ideas can get us into trouble. If you have a vague idea of how to replace an electrical switch, you might find yourself a bit shocked. And so having a vague approach is dangerous. Number four, another reason you might be stalled is because you don't have a multi-pronged approach. And what does that mean? Well, I believe that there are three simple areas that you need to deal with. I talk about this in my book, How to Save Your Marriage in Three Simple Steps. Those three simple steps. Now, let me be clear. Simple does not mean easy, but simple steps is to connect with your spouse, change yourself, and create a new approach. That's multi-pronged. You're working on the connection between you and your spouse. You're changing the things about yourself where you've been stalled out, where you've kind of missed the boat on growth, where maybe you just have kind of frozen in place. And then you're creating a new path, a new way for your relationship to go. This is one of those where I realize that a lot of times people say, you know, if I can just get back to where we were, that would be good. And if you're just trying to get back to where you were, you'll get to where you are now again. You have to have a complete change. And so a multi-pronged approach is to work on the important things of connecting with your spouse, of changing yourself, and of creating that new path. So a multi-pronged approach is important to get you unstuck for a couple of reasons. Let's say that all you work on is connecting with your spouse, but you're not changing yourself. And so your old self keeps showing up to connect with your spouse. Eventually, that's going to fall apart. But let's say that you're working on changing yourself, but you're not connecting with your spouse and you don't have a plan on how to connect with your spouse. And so you become a better person, but the relationship doesn't get nurtured. Or what if you decide to kind of create that new path of finding how to do that, of finding a new way for your approach, your life, your marriage, and yet you haven't changed yourself and you haven't connected with your spouse? There's nobody beside you and there's no new person to go down that path. You need all three in order to have a multi-pronged approach in your plan. And the fifth reason that I watch people fail is because they fall for the fail points. There are a number of fail points. And in fact, in the show notes, I have a link to another podcast where I talk about the fail points that can come your way. But there is a primary fail point, and I referred to this early on about what you don't have control over. You don't have control over how your spouse resists, but you do have control over how you respond to that resistance. One of the primary fail points, and this is a training I did with my coaching group, is that you often back away when you get the initial pushback from a spouse. That's the primary fail point. The primary place that most people fall apart and get stalled out is a spouse is resistant, and so you stop. My feeling is you analyze why there's resistance there. That's what we talked about in this training, and decide how you can move beyond it, how you get back to your plan, how you move through that process. That primary fail point of a spousal resistance, let me just tell you, it's going to happen. And the question for you is whether you allow it to stall you out or whether you decide to go through it. Okay, so very quickly, these are the five places you might be stalled out, and I would encourage you to examine. Number one, you have no plan. Number two, you have no clear lack of purpose that matters. Number three, you have a vague approach. Number four, it's not a multi-pronged approach. And number five, you've fallen for the fail point. Now, if that is true for you, let me invite you to either grab my system, or if you have my system and you find you're still stuck, to join me in the VIP virtual coaching program. If you want the system, you can simply go to savethemarriage.com and grab the system. It will tell you why these areas are important. If you want to have an idea of why that multi-pronged approach is so important, you can grab my book, How to Save Your Marriage in 3 Simple Steps. You can go to savethemarriage.com/book and find that very easily. And if you have the system, but you find that even with that, you have somehow managed to still be stalled, contact me. You can write me, email me at coach@savethemarriage.com and just say, hey, I need help with this. How do I get into the virtual coaching program? I'll let you know how to do that and we can get you going. Don't be stalled. Let me give you a little hint. If you're listening to this right now, there's something inside of you that knows it's time to move forward, not the time to be stalled. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.